We have a guest joining us this morning by phone. Roger Mooney joins us. Roger is with the World's Toughest Rodeo. He's the guy you're going to hear all during that time. He's also the announcer for the National Finals Rodeo as well. He does a lot of this kind of stuff, and we're going to have a little fun with him here this morning. Roger, good morning.
Jim, how in the world are you, buddy?
Well, so far, so good. Hey, talk a little bit about the World's Toughest Rodeo coming this weekend at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. A lot of good stuff coming for folks.
Well, there's no doubt about it, partner. When you talk about the Ram World's Toughest Rodeo, it's the very best of man muscle and a stampede of horsepower. Tonight, as well as all year long when it comes to the World's Toughest Rodeo, it's Bronx Bulls and Bays. We've got something for everybody.
You know, I've always kind of likened the rodeo to NASCAR. Folks like to see a lot of good stuff, but they like to see things crash once in a while.
You know, it's thrills and it spills. People love the wrecks. There's no better way to say it. You know, nobody wants to see anybody get hurt, but if it happens, it's sure good to watch. And rodeo is a crash and burn sport.
Well, Roger, what are they going to see? A little bit of everything?
Well, what we do in the format of the World's Toughest Rodeo is we take 12 bareback, 12 saddle bronc, 12 barrel racers, and 12 bull riders. We come back in the second half of our show with a sudden death bonus round where we take the top two guys out of the longo and the winner take all. We save the meanest, the rankest, the roughest, and toughest horses and bulls to the very end. Along with that, we sprinkle in all kinds of good stuff. It doesn't matter whether you're 6, 66, or 96. Rodeo clowns, contract entertainers. We have dancing groups. We have the Ghost Riders, which are official capuchin cowboy monkeys that will be working in the arena. We've got something for everybody, Jim, including you, cowboy.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. People go to the rodeo for what? For the horses and all this kind of stuff. All these different animals. And monkeys, too. Are you kidding me?
Cowboy monkeys, they set up on their mounts, which are registered border collies. They do their job in the arena, you know, guaranteed to fascinate all ages. We feel like in 2012, we're more than just in the rodeo business. We're in the entertainment business, and we've got something to suit everybody.
You guys play to a sellout house most nights?
A lot of times it's, hey, you guys, would you move over just a little so we can get the horses in? But that's a great thing because big crowds mean big fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, a lot of folks are familiar with rodeos. There are the small touring rodeos that come through different places. There's, of course, the professional circuit and things, too, that folks really love to enjoy. We've had Cord McCoy around these parts, too, putting on some rodeo events for folks, too, some of the bull riding events and things, too. So a lot of stuff that they'll see will be very familiar, but will they see some familiar names?
No doubt about it. What we do at the World's Toughest Rodeo is we pluck, if you will, top bareback, saddle bronc, and bull riders from the PRCA, the PBR, and other associations. What we do is we cherry-pick our talent. That way, the ticket buyer at Wells Fargo gets to see the very creme la creme, the top of the ladder.
Where do the animals come from? Do you pick those out specially, too?
Well, the World's Toughest Rodeo is using, for Wells Fargo, Three Hills Rodeo Company out of Maquoketa and Bernard, Iowa. They featured, 40 or 50 head of National Finals Rodeo Livestock in Las Vegas in December. They have a mecca, a manufacturing plant producing horses and bulls that travel all across the United States as well as Canada. And it's right there in the good old Midwest where corn grows good and so does our livestock.
The action is exciting. The monkeys are fun. Hey, talk about the rodeo clowns, though. Don't they have a good time?
No doubt about it. They got the best job in the world. You know, you dress up like a girl, you put on track shoes, you blow kisses to the crowd, and everybody loves you no matter how foolish you look. I mean, that's a job, Jim, that you and I ought to sign up for.
Yeah, but these guys are professionals.
Oh, no doubt. You know, Justin Rumford's our rodeo clown this week. He's from Abbeville, Kansas. Two bullfighters, which are modern-day grease-paint gladiators. They are matadors. They put their life and limbs on the line for your fallen bull-riding cowboy. And not only do we have just a great, talented staff, but they're all showmen as well. I mean, it's all about the experience of the rodeo fan in the Wells Fargo Center.
You know, when you think oftentimes about rodeo, you kind of think of the cowboys sitting in the stands watching as well. But it's not just the cowboys. The cowgirls love it. The little cow children love it, too, don't they?
No doubt about it. Like I say, something for all ages. It doesn't matter whether you're a cowboy at heart, you're a school bus driver, a school teacher, you work a job at the mill. It's one of those deals to where we've got something for everybody. It's good, clean, wholesome family fun. It's 150 years of the old Wild West and over 100 years of the 21st century arena.
Tell me, Roger, I have to ask you a little bit about your job, too. Not that I want to know all the secrets, but do you do a lot of the work that you do each night off the cuff as you see it, or do you have a lot of stuff prepared for you?
Well, I do homework, of course, just like you would, you know, if you were working a football game for ESPN. I know the stats. I know the background on cowboys as well as livestock. But as far as the action, the play-by-play, it's every bit off the cuff. When it comes to rodeo, and especially anytime you mess with livestock, it's unscheduled, it's unrehearsed, you never know what's going to happen next. So it's act and react, and I think it makes it a lot better experience for the rodeo fan when they're, you know, they're getting it as it happens.
You see these guys place to place then, night after night, don't you?
No doubt about it. I mean, I'm very blessed. I've got some of the greatest rodeo talent on planet Earth that's around me every week. I see the ups, I see the downs, I see people that get hot, I see people that fall out. I get to see it all. And the good part about the world's toughest rodeo, the Bulls and Bronx, I always say Bulls, Bronx, and Babes, we have an opportunity to choose those cherry picks, those blue chips, which means when the world's toughest rodeo comes down, you get great guys every time a cowboy hat or cowgirl hat nods.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are these guys just out there for show tonight, or are they also competing?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's all about Captain Cash. It's about the money. There's lots and lots of money up for grabs, and quite honestly, I mean, they don't have enough money to melt me and pour me on one of those 2,200-pound bulls. But, you know, those guys, they're gladiators. I mean, they're up for the task. I always say our cowboys are members of the PTA, and people say, parents and teachers? I said, oh, no, they're prime-time athletes, PTA.
Well, and paid differently than we think of prime-time athletes anymore. You hear of baseball players going out signing multi-million-dollar contracts even before they ever put a set of spikes on, and these guys don't get it that way. For the most part, these guys are out having to compete every night for the money that comes later.
No guaranteed contracts in rodeo. You're not paid for efforts. You're paid for results. If you sit on the bench and ride the pine because you're injured, you don't make anything. That's the reason why so many cowboys work and ride hurt, is because, you know, the next house payment, the next doctor bill, the next grocery bill is all about what you've done last week in Denver and Des Moines or whichever town they would be in.
Yeah, how often do you travel? Are you doing something every night or every weekend?
I usually work about 300 shows a year. I'm at 45 to 50 venues. I do probably 500 voiceovers for radio and television commercials, and I've hosted several television shows. My hair is not turning gray, it's turning loose.
Wow. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of travel time, but you really have to love it to be able to do that.
Yep, it's a labor of love, and I've got a great job. And, you know, not many people in the world can love their deal, get up and see a new show every day, every week, see their friends, meet new friends, and then get paid for it. It's a groovy, groovy deal.
Do these guys spend a lot of time sitting in a hot tub then?
Hey, now, we got to keep this on the up and up.
Well, you know,
my wife might be listening to this.
Well, these guys got to heal up real quick to get back on again, don't they?
Oh, no doubt about it. I'm just cutting up with you, Jim.
Yeah.
These guys have to stay in shape. I mean, some of our cowboys are lean and mean. Some of them work out every day, 7 days a week. They jog. They're gym rats. When it comes to cowboys, you've got a big mixture. It's a melting pot of those traditional cowboys, athletes, gym rats, people who were football players and wrestlers and turned to this when, you know, they blew out a knee or whatever it was that kept them from going on. And together, we have produced a new generation of rodeo cowboy. And really and truly, it's a cowboy, but they're athletes. These guys, just like our livestock, generation after generation of performers.
You bet. And they come from all over, and they love to put on a great show, and they're looking forward to doing it here this Friday and Saturday night at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll tell you the details and how you can get tickets here in just a moment. But, Roger, first of all, I want to thank you very much for the time you spent here with us today, Roger Mooney. And I know you'll have a great time, as you always do, interacting with the fans that come by. Appreciate your time here this morning.
Jim, we appreciate you. We look forward to seeing all the rodeo fans here at the Wells Fargo Center, home of the Ram, world's toughest rodeo.